as he was going out of the temple. One of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, look, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another, which will not be torn down." As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew were questioning him privately. "Tell us, when will these things come about? And what will be the sign when all these things are gonna be fulfilled?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See to it that no one misleads you. Many will come in my name, saying I am he, and they will mislead many." Hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will also be famines. These things are only the beginning of birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will hand you over to the courts, and you'll be flogged in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. And when they arrest you and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say what
Now when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it should not be, let the reader understand. Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains. Whoever is on the housetop must not go down, nor go in to get anything out of his. And whoever is in the field must not turn back to get his cloak. But woe to those women who are pregnant, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. Moreover, pray that it will not happen in winter, for those days will be such a time of tribulation as has not occurred since the beginning of the creation, which God created until now and never will again. And if the Lord had not shortened those days, no life would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days. And then if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Christ," or "Look, there he is," do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise
those days. After that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers that are in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send forth the angels and will gather together his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of heaven. Now learn the parable from the fig tree. As its branches become tender and sprouts its leaves, you know that summer is near. So you too, when you see these things happening, recognize that he is near, right at the door.
But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but the Father. A man away on a journey who upon